Ballpark Road Trip. If you're listening to this podcast, you like ballparks, or you're planning on visiting a ballpark sometime in the future. Well, you've come to the right place. Here on the show, we will be traveling around to each major league city, talking to locals who know their home ballparks inside and out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ballpark Road Trip. I'm your host, Jacob Russell Snyder, and we've made it. We are here at the finale of Season 2. We've done all 30 Major League ballparks, plus a couple more. And, you know, that's really what I set out to do when I started this podcast. I just wanted to tell my story, but also have a comprehensive guide for you guys when you are visiting a new ballpark. Maybe you can pop this in, listen to it while you're on the plane, while you're in the car, while you're in your hotel the night before. But whatever, you know, this is just to have as a guide, as an archive. So having done all 30, well, there's not much to do. But I don't know. I think we could keep going with the podcast. So today on the show, we'll talk a little bit about what's in store for the podcast. We also have a little housekeeping to do because in Season 2, we started ranking all of the ballpark cities in terms of their road trip ability. And I know you guys were all wondering, but what about the cities from Season 1? Well, never fear, your prayers have been answered. We will do the 11 cities from Season 1, and then we'll figure out what our number one ballpark road trip and city is. So that's something that you didn't ask for, but we're going to give you anyway. But let's start off with a couple of announcements. First, let's talk about where this podcast will be going in the future. We've done all 30 ballparks. We've done Rickwood Field. We have an episode on Japan, an episode on Korea. So yeah, there's a couple other places. We need to do an episode on the Dominican Republic and Winter League Baseball. The Field of Dreams site, you know, especially if there's a game being played there. Maybe we can do a remote from the Little League World Series or the Midnight Sun Game up in Alaska or the College World Series or the Hall of Fame. Those would all be great episodes. But the big news for this episode is that Ballpark Road Trip is actually going on a ballpark road trip, and you are invited. Our plan is to do a different road trip every summer. There are so many itineraries out there. We could do one close to home and do the California 5, which is San Francisco, the 2 in Los Angeles, San Diego, and then I guess we could do Sacramento. But chances are we'll wait on the West Coast until after they've added Las Vegas and do a Las Vegas part of that trip. We could also do the 5 on I-95. You know, start in New York City, do 2 ballparks in New York City, 1 in Philadelphia, 1 in Baltimore, and 1 in D.C. I love that trip. But maybe 2026 isn't the right year to do it. What with the 250th anniversary of the country and a lot of summer events going on in Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and even New York City. So, for our first ballpark road trip in 2026, we have decided to do Midwest Magic, featuring Chicago, Milwaukee, and Iowa. You guys, this is going to be a great trip. We have a fantastic itinerary set aside for you. It all takes place the last week of July 2026, July 24th through August 1st. Here's what we're going to do. Friday, you fly into Chicago, and you have the nighttime free to either catch up on sleep or go see a comedy show at Second City or get some dinner, whatever you want. The evening is on your own. The next day, we have a game at Wrigley Field, the Chicago White Sox versus the Houston Astros. On Sunday, we will check out of our hotel and we will drive up to Milwaukee, about 90 minutes away, where we have a game at American Family Field between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Colorado Rockies. The next day, after spending the night in Milwaukee, we will leave on Monday morning and we will head out on a travel day. But on this travel day, we have plenty of things planned. Number one, we'll start in the morning going to the National Bobblehead Museum in Milwaukee, and then we'll drive over to Madison, Wisconsin, which I've heard is one of the happiest places to live in the United States. We'll check it out for the day, maybe go on a tour, perhaps a food tour or a boat tour, but either way, we'll explore the city. From there, we'll continue on to our final destination on Monday, which is Dubuque, Iowa. We're going to spend 2 nights in Dubuque, Iowa to explore some things around that area. First, the next day in the morning, we'll drive 30 minutes away to Dyersville, Iowa, and go to the Field of Dreams site. That's the cornfield, the house, the diamond, and the new ballpark that they've created for the Field of Dreams game. Later on that night, Tuesday night, we will head down to Davenport, Iowa, for a game at Modern Woodman Park, home of the Quad City Bandits. Now, if you've never heard of Modern Woodman Park, it has been voted best minor league park in America for the past 3 years. So go check it out. Modern Woodman Park, a very, very special ballpark. The next day, which is Wednesday, we drive back to Chicago, stopping at Rockford, Illinois. We'll stop in Rockford, Illinois, home of the Rockford Peaches. You know, the Rockford Peaches, the women's league team from A League of Their Own. They have a stadium, a tour, a history trail. So we'll go check that out on our way back to Chicago. We get to Chicago Wednesday night. Again, you have the night free to yourself. On Thursday, we have a tour of Wrigley Field. It's great to tour ballparks when the home team isn't there, so hopefully we'll see more on our Wrigley Field ballpark tour. The next day, Friday, is our last day, and we have a traditional Friday afternoon game in Chicago. Chicago Cubs versus the New York Yankees. This is going to be a really great game, very exciting, and you're welcome to leave after the game Friday night, or you can spend an extra night in Chicago and leave on Saturday. So that is 3 major league games, 1 minor league game, the Field of Dreams site, a bobblehead museum, the Rockford Peaches, a Wrigley Field tour, and, you know, some other fun things in between. Included in the tour, all your hotels, all your transportation, all your tickets. Not included, your airfare to and from Chicago, and, you know, most meals on tour. We will have a welcome meal, maybe a going away dinner, but most meals will be on your own. But that is a great tour. We give you time to do other things in Chicago, but I hope you will join us. tourswithjacob@gmail.com to find out how. All right, let us shift gears and look at the cities from season 1 that didn't get rated as a ballpark road trip in city. We have 11 cities to do. We actually did 13 cities in season 1, but Chicago was also done in season 2, so we don't have to do that. And Oakland, we don't have to do Oakland because that's no longer a baseball road trip in city. And I'm not doing Sacramento, and I'm not doing Las Vegas until I absolutely have to. Yes, all right, there is going to be a Las Vegas episode in a few years when that happens, but you got to understand, it's like me trying to review my ex-wife's new husband. Even if he's a cool guy, I'm not going to want to admit it. So, you know, but we'll do that. We'll do all the new stadiums whenever they come, if they come ever. Okay, so let's go down the list. We'll start with Anaheim, Angel Stadium. Yeah, I'll give it a 4. Not my favorite stadium, but yeah, good to look for. What about for ballpark-related activities or other baseball things? I'm going to give the Los Angeles or the Southern California area a 1 because there's not really an older stadium to visit. You know, the most you can do is maybe go see a minor league game out, you know, in San Bernardino or something, or Ontario, or you could go to like a college game at Long Beach State or Cal State Fullerton, but you would have to have a car and drive out of the city. So I'm going to give that a 1. There's not really much to do baseball wise in Anaheim and Orange County. For food, let's say, there's a few. In-N-Out is great. If you haven't been to In-N-Out in California, this is a good time to try that. Vietnamese food, pretty good in Orange County, and Mexican food, good in Orange County. Lots of good choices. So I will give that a 5. Also getting a 5 is tourist attractions. Disneyland, the beach. Come on, when you're not going to the game, there's plenty to do in Orange County. So yeah, that's 5 for that. And then for filming locations, well, That Thing You Do was all filmed in downtown Orange, so you can go check that out and see how it looks like a street from the 1950s. Also, the courthouse in Santa Ana was used for As Good As It Gets, but those aren't the most famous things, most iconic things, so I'll give it a 4. So we add that all up, and Anaheim gets 19. 19 as a ballpark road trip in city. All right. How about Baltimore? Well, Baltimore, oh man, Baltimore's ballpark gets a 5 for me, one of my favorites. For baseball and ballpark-related activities, not only can you go see a plaque from the old Memorial Stadium, but Babe Ruth Museum is there, so 5 out of 5. 4 out of 5 for food. Crab and crab cakes, you know, that is great. You can hit the crab with your mallet. You can have a nice crab cake. I would give it 5 out of 5, except I'm deathly allergic to crab, and I've never tried it, so I give 1 point off for that. But for you guys, I know crab is high on your list, so I'll say 4 out of 5. What else? As a tourist activity, I'd say Fort McHenry is pretty cool. That's the fort where the national anthem was written for the battle at Fort McHenry that was, you know, full of bombs bursting in air and a flag that did not waver. And I'm not great with history. I learned about ballparks when I was in U.S. history. I was busy reading about ballparks. Anyways, but that seemed like a cool place to go. Be like, hey, that song was written here. So I'll give that a 4 out of 5. And then I would give filming locations a 5 out of 5 because I love The Wire. But the further we get from The Wire and the early 2000s, the more that some of these areas have been gentrified and repaved. I mean, these weren't like great areas to begin with. So there's a few things that aren't there anymore, high rises and, you know, whatnot. So I'm going to give The Wire a 4 out of 5 because you can't go see everything that used to be there. So anyways, 22 out of 25. Los Angeles, you know, you'd think it would be really high because they've got a really great ballpark in Dodger Stadium. Great filming locations. Everything there is a filming location. My favorite one, though, is to go to the Bronson Caves in Griffith Park. And that's where the Bat Cave is from the old Adam West 1960s Batman TV show. So go up there and you can go to the Bat Cave. Also, eating, also a 5 because there's lots of great food, but Mexican food, great Korean food. That's what I would get in Los Angeles. I go to get Korean barbecue, but also go to Philippe's the Original to get French dip. That's where French dip was invented. Also, you know, tourist attractions, 5 out of 5, because there's so many things to do from the beach to Griffith Park to Hollywood to all that, you know, everything that's there. 5 out of 5. Now, that gives us 20, but where we run into trouble with Los Angeles is with other baseball-related sites or attractions. So you can go on the Dodger Stadium tour, and that's fine. But there's nowhere else to really go. Same as same as Anaheim, you could go to college or minor league, maybe. So I'm going to give that 2 out of 5 because there's nothing really else to do besides the tour. But yeah, do the tour. The tour is great. So that makes Los Angeles 22 out of 25. All right, let's talk Phoenix. I gave them a 4 for ballpark, a 5 for ballpark-related activities. I could give them a 6 or a 7 if that was a possibility because they have so many Cactus League ballparks that you can drive around and take a look at. In terms of food, give it a 4 because you've got Sonoran food, which is, you know, regional Mexican food. They also invented the chimichanga there. In terms of things to see, oh, there's some great activities to do while you are waiting for your game. You can go to the Musical Instrument Museum, which is fascinating. I could spend hours there. Or if you want to go outside, go to Papago Park. Papago Park is really fun. You can climb on some rocks. So I give that a 5 out of 5. In terms of filming locations, I don't know. I had to really reach for this one. You know, you have the Herd Building. That's the hotel in Psycho. Not the Bates Motel, but the hotel at the beginning where they're having the affair. And then Coronado High School in Scottsdale was actually where Bill and Ted went to high school, even though it was supposed to be San Dimas, California. So, yeah. Anyway, 2. I'll give that a 2. So what does that add up to? That adds up to 4, 9, 13, 18, 20. 20. All right. San Francisco. 5 for the ballpark, great ballpark. I'm going to give previous ballparks and ballpark-related sites a 2. That's pretty low because, I mean, when you're coming from the airport, you can still see there is a freeway exit for Candlestick Park, but there's nothing out over at Candlestick Park. You can go to the Mission District and see a plaque for Seal Stadium. And if you go over to 19th Street, 19th and Mission, and actually it's not 19th and Mission, 19th more near Valencia, between Mission and Valencia, you'll find a Los Gigantes mural, and that has pictures of all 3 ballparks that were in San Francisco. So that's something, but I'm still going to only give it a 2. Food. Oh, lots of good food, whether it's Mexican, Chinese, or other. San Francisco is known for having great food no matter what kind of cuisine you're looking for. But I'm going to recommend dim sum, Chinese dim sum from Chinatown. That's like small plates, like tapas, Chinese tapas, dim sum, like dumplings and buns, all kinds of good stuff. All right. Activities. Yeah. I mean, go to Alcatraz. Alcatraz was voted #1 tourist activity or guided tour in all of the United States a few years ago. And, yeah, it's great. So go to Alcatraz. In terms of filming locations, oh yeah, everything. So many things were filmed in San Francisco. Just check out The Rock. Check out all the Dirty Harry movies. You can check out the Marvel movies like Ant-Man and Shang-Chi. But of course, you've got to go to the Mrs. Doubtfire house if you want to see a filming location. Get a picture taken in front of the Mrs. Doubtfire house. That's a great filming location. 22 points for San Francisco. All right, we're going to try to go a little faster. Kansas City, 5 for ballpark, 5 for the Negro League Museum, 5 for barbecue. I would give barbecue a 5. I'd go to Arthur Bryant's or Jack Stack. I like Jack Stack. Arthur Bryant's is the famous one, but I like Jack Stack. Or check out What's the Best Now. I went 20 years ago, so I don't know. The Jazz Museum, that's cool if you like jazz and if you like museums. So I'm going to give that a 4 because not everyone's into that, but I really enjoyed it. There's also a lot of fountains to see in Kansas City, but I'm going to give that a 4. And then filming location, I don't know. The 3rd and 4th season of Queer Eye was filmed there. So I'm going to give that a 1 because that's just a TV show. I don't know. If you like that show, then it'll be a 5 for you. But I'm going to give that a 1. So that's 20 points for Kansas City. Don't have to do Chicago. Cincinnati, yikes. 5 points for the ballpark. Crosley Field site, you could go see a plaque of Crosley Field. That's a 3. And also the Cincinnati Reds Museum, but you might do that with the the ballpark, but you could do like a ballpark tour and a museum visit. So I'll give that a 3. I could give that a 4. I'll give that a 4. That's not bad. With the ballpark tour, the museum, and maybe going over to see the plaque of Crosley Field. Food, yeah, you know, they've got their famous Skyline chili. You know, that's chili over spaghetti. Chili seasoned with allspice and cinnamon and chocolate and, you know, things like that. So it's a very unique regional favorite that I don't want to eat any more of. So I'm going to give that a 3. We have a 3. I'm not going to give it a 1, even though I don't like it. I also didn't give the crabs a 1 either, but I can't eat that. At least I'm not allergic to Skyline chili. Skyline chili won't kill me like crabs will. The American Signs Museum, that looks like a lot of fun. So I'll give that a 4 because I haven't been there. I don't know if it's great, but it looks like fun. So I'll give that a 4. And then, well, I had trouble finding things that were filmed in Cincinnati. So I guess like the opening credits to WKRP in Cincinnati. Maybe the opening credits to the new WKRP in Cincinnati. I'm going to have to give it a 1. So if we've pumped up Skyline Chili to a 4, that's still 17. 17, not our best score. But you know what? I still really haven't gotten over the Reds beating the A's in the 1990 World Series. So I'm not too upset. Pittsburgh, PA. We're down to our last 4 here. Pittsburgh. You know, I'd give it a 10 if I could, but 5 out of 5 for stadium, Forbes Field site. I'm going to give that a 5 also because I love the fact that you can go see a piece of the wall and you can go into a college building bathroom, I guess, and see home plate. Actually, I think that the home plate is out in a hallway, but if you really wanted to know where home plate was, you'd have to go into a stall in one of the bathrooms. So that's 5 out of 5. Pierogies and Primanti Brothers, I'm going to give that a 5 out of 5 for regional food. Both of those sound fun foods to try. A 4 for tourist attractions. You can take the incline up Mount Washington. I think that would be fun. I'm not sure how long that would take, probably an hour or so, but to go up there and back. Give that a 4. That sounds fun. And then for filming locations, well, I don't know how much it's going to look like what it did in the movie, but one of my favorite movies had a very famous scene filmed there. I'm talking, of course, of Silence of the Lambs. If you go to the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall and Museum, that's where Hannibal Lecter is kept in that cage right before he bites the face off the security guard, you know, while he's playing or conducting classical music, and then he takes the skin off and wears the guy's skin as a face. Are there any preteens or kids listening to this podcast? If so, I am very sorry. There is no one like that really in this world. You do not have to be scared to turn the light off at night. Also, if you saw the last of the Christopher Nolan Batman movies, Dark Knight Rises, that all took place at Heinz Field. So I'll give that a 4. I'll give that a 4. No, I'm sorry. I'm giving that a 5. I'm giving that a 5. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 24. 24 for Pittsburgh as a ballpark road trip and city. Now we go to Philadelphia. Philadelphia. Oh, yeah. They've got a good ballpark there. 5 out of 5. Baker Bowl and Shibe Park markers. Yeah, there are 2 markers, but I wish there were remnants of those places. So I only give that a 3 out of 5. Cheesesteak. Yeah, go down and get a cheesesteak. You know, you have to do that when you're in Philadelphia. People from Philadelphia think that you're a tourist, but be a tourist and get yourself a cheesesteak. 5 out of 5. What is there to do? You know, American history stuff, Liberty Bell, and where they signed some documents and bricks and stuff. 5 out of 5. And then filming locations, of course. You've got the famous Rocky Steps. Who doesn't run up those Rocky Steps when they go to Philadelphia? So check out the Rocky Steps. Also, if you're in that area and you're down in like the Chad's Ford area, which is kind of the suburbs south of Philadelphia, that's where they filmed M. Night Shyamalan's The Village. And a lot of the kind of farmhouses down there look like houses from The Village. So I recommend that as well. 5 out of 5. So 23 out of 25 for Philadelphia. We've got two more. Boston, 5 out of 5 for their ballpark. You can go to Boston University campus, go to their football field. That is the site of the old Braves Field. Braves Field has the old ticket office there, as well as go down to the football field. You can kind of see some of the remnants of the old baseball stadium that was there. Great food in Boston, especially seafood, clam chowder, oysters, lobster. Can't eat lobster either, but go ahead and try it. 5 out of 5. While you're there, there's lots to see. The revolution stuff. You can tell I'm really into American history, can't you? But I would say the best way to see it all is on a duck boat tour. That's another great tour. You talk about great tours. You talk about Alcatraz. You talk about the city skyscraper tours in Chicago. And I think the duck boat in Boston is another great idea. So take a duck boat. That is 5 out of 5. For filming locations, yeah, they filmed a lot of stuff there. You could say Harvard is a great filming location because a lot of things have been filmed at Harvard, whether it's Legally Blonde, The Social Network, the Thirsty Scholar pub is a pub where they have a date in The Social Network. Also, the Cheers bar. So I'm going to give that a 4 out of 5 because Harvard's more of just a large area. But if you want to take a picture, Instagrammable with something, I guess the Cheers bar would be your best bet. So 4 to 5, 24, pretty good. Last, Milwaukee. Well, Milwaukee has 5 out of 5, not a bad ballpark. 5 out of 5 in terms of ballpark and baseball related activities. You've got, I believe, a little county stadium remnant in the parking lot of, I want to say Miller Park, American Family Field. You also have the Bobblehead Museum, so check that out. For food, I'll give it a 4. You got your bratwurst. You got your cheese curds. Those seem fun. You got your German food. For the tourist attraction, I haven't done this, but I believe the Miller Brewing Company would be a lot of fun. I haven't done the tour, so I can't vouch for it, so I got to give it a 4 out of 5, but try Miller Brewing Company tour. And then there's a Fonzie statue representing that Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley both took place in Milwaukee, but you know, those were filmed in Los Angeles. So it's not really a filming location, but you could go to the Fonzie statue. They filmed some things in Bridesmaids. There were some scenes filmed here. And then Major League was filmed here, but you can't go to where they filmed Major League because that was County Stadium and that has been torn down. So I give 3 out of 5 for filming locations. So altogether, that gives 21 out of 25 for Milwaukee. All right, we've done all 30 MLB cities. Let's see which one comes out on top as a ballpark road tripping city. Coming in at number 3 and number 2, we have a two-way tie with 24 points. So I guess it's a tie for second place. Our tie for second place goes to Boston and Atlanta. Boston and Atlanta, both great places for history, for food, for filming locations, for baseball. I'd say Boston and Atlanta are great picks for second place. For number 1, I guess it's no surprise. It's number 1 in so many categories in the United States. We're talking, of course, New York City. New York City has 2 major league ballparks, 2 minor league ballparks, 2 markers for previously used ballparks, a museum to Jackie Robinson, tons of sites, tons of food, all kinds of filming locations, including the Ghostbusters Firehouse. And, you know, just so much to see and do. So if you're going to go to a ballpark road trip in city, I think there's no city better than New York City. Man, I'll tell you right now, Jacob from 2001, 2002 would not have been happy with that result. I mean, this was when the Yankees were beating the A's in the division series back-to-back and then stealing Jason Giambi and just winning the World Series and, you know, not a good time to admit that the best town for baseball in all of America is New York City. But, you know, the numbers don't lie. All right, we are almost out of time, and I guess I just mean that my wife just came in and said that if we want to bang before we go out to dinner, I need to get off my podcast soon. So that means I need to get off my podcast soon. So let me just end the show by saying that I would love for the next episode of this show during the off season to be from you guys. I have always wanted people to send in their voice messages, their suggestions, their thoughts about their home ballpark. So if you have something that you didn't hear about your home ballpark and you would like to tell the world about it, please send a voice message to tourswithjacob at gmail.com. And we'll get a show full of those and we'll put them on the air. So in a moment, you're going to hear that exact same announcement on my closing credits, which you do every week. But you're going to hear it again. So our next show will be sometime in the future when we have something to put on the air. Until then, this is Jacob Russell Snyder saying, our next show will be sometime in the future when we have something to put on the air. Talk to you next year. Go baseball.
Thank you for listening to Ballpark Road Trip. If you like what you hear, feel free to follow the show on Instagram at Tours with Jacob. If you would like to get in touch with the show, you can send us a message on Instagram or feel free to email us at tourswithjacob@gmail.com. We'd love to hear any recommendations you have for your home ballpark. You can send us an audio recording by using your voice memo app on your smartphone and emailing it to tourswithjacob@gmail.com. Please keep your suggestions and recommendations to a minute or less, but feel free to send as many as you'd like. We'll make sure to get them on the show at some point. Thanks for listening. See you next time.